This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, we have a woman, very young woman, who died of the flu. But she died because she didn't want to spend the $116 on the medication to treat the virus. We're going to talk about why medications are so expensive and should she have made that decision. That's not anything we medical providers want to hear. Somebody not spending the money on their medication. Very, very scary stuff. And it looks like OxyContin will now stop marketing opioids. This is a huge win for people that have been launching lawsuits against Big Pharma and the pharmaceutical companies when it comes to opioids. But who's going to really lose by this? Then, apparently we have a lot of penguins that need to hook up, and we got a lot of bachelor penguins that they need to boot out so we can have some couples kind of, you know, make it a little bit of a family unity to make little baby penguins. We'll tell you about that and how we can maybe steal one, because I want a baby penguin. We also have norovirus just going running rampant in the 2018 Olympics in Pyeongchang. Apparently, 177 people now have the norovirus. Vomiting, diarrhea, gives new, new meaning to the term cool running. Sorry, I made that up that it did it. It was funnier in my head. Yeah. We have a virgin who is conceiving. We'll tell you how she got pregnant and why she's conceiving and why she's a virgin. So, as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. These are the headlines. I can't make it more interesting than that. These are the headlines today, but never more interesting than taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, I want to start here with this professor who didn't think Australia was a country. Do you guys hear about this? Okay, and he's American. I tell you, you know, we can't be looking stupid to the world. Now Australians are mad at us. They may take away our Outback restaurants. They're so mad. Southern New Hampshire University had to fire a professor. All right, his name is being kept private, but I'm sure it's going to be all over social media, because he gave a student an F on an assignment because she refused to believe that Australia was a country, despite the student, it's a female educator, despite the student's assessment that it is. The student, Ashley Arnold, is 27 years old, and she's working towards an online sociology degree. So she approached BuzzFeed after a professor refused to listen to her. We deeply regret the interaction between our professor and our student and have apologized to the student and refunded her for the class, the school told Huffington Post. Following an investigation, we have replaced the instructor as we strive to adhere to the highest standards of integrity and accuracy in educating our students. So they publicly apologized with a tweet. And I guess her assignment, the student's assignment, was to compare a social norm between the United States and another country. She chose Australia and was shocked when she received a failing grade because the professor said Australia is a continent, not a country. Now, in the professor's defense, okay, and mind you, I love the Aussies. I love Australians. That does kind of mess us up a little bit. You know, how come you guys have one big, huge, whole continent and you don't just divide up a bunch of countries? Yeah, I know you got New Zealand. I get that. Okay, you got New Zealand. I get that. That's a country. I get that. But then you have New Zealand, Australia. Why don't you rename the country of Australia? Just hear with me, because here's the thing, okay? The average fourth grader doesn't get it either. And you have to realize that we are becoming stupider. The more we have internet, the more we have smartphones, we are becoming stupider. And when you have a country the same name as a continent, there's going to be a lot of us that just don't get it. Even in academia, I get it. Right? I mean, it was like, you know, learning the Bible. That's just the way it is. You don't doubt it. You don't, you know, question it. So I'm like, all right, Australia is a continent and a country. I go, are they in the same location? And they're like, yes, it's the same location. And I'm like, why doesn't Australia just make a bunch of little countries within its continent? Well, it's too small. And I also remember that Australia was pink on the risk board, pink purple. And I love that because when I was really little, I liked the color pink. Now I like the color blue. So Europe was blue. And then I was like, ooh. So anyway, so I'm a big fan of Australia. It's just, it does confuse people. I'm just saying. Okay? I mean, anyway. So the girl who got her F, I don't think she has an F anymore. She wrote her professor an email with references to the school's library that stated both Australia was the continent of the country, but the professor was not convinced. This professor is a real work of art. She replied that she would gladly re-examine her project, but stood firmly by her belief that Australia was not a country. She goes, I want you to understand that any error in a project can invalidate the entire research project. Research is like dominoes. If you accidentally knock over one piece, the entire set will also fall. Speaking of dominoes, if you have an instructor who's an idiot, now you're going to have a whole bunch of students being taught wrong. Okay, that's not cool. So anyway, apparently, the student responded to her teacher's email, providing a link from About Australia section from the country's government website. The professor responded again, saying she would review her assignment after she did some independent research. So apparently, the girl finally got a B+ on her project, but she had to file a report with the university about the issue, and then the professor got terminated. I mean, look, we can't have idiots teaching our students. We already have a lot of politics being infused to our students, which is wrong. I think a teacher should just teach. You know, any teacher that starts to go off about Hillary or Trump or Obama, I don't care what political affiliation, that has no place in the classroom. Okay? The students are there to learn math. They're there to learn paper mache. They're there to learn, but, you know, unfortunately, a lot of professors will infuse their politics. You know, I teach medical students, and I'm very honest about, you know, why I don't like Obamacare, but I say that's because of my practice. That's how it affected me. It may not affect you that way. You guys may love Obamacare. They probably will. All right? It's just because that's just, you know, Obamacare is like the best bill out there, right? 877 Doc Tolly, don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I guess a lot of groups that are anti-opioids are rejoicing as OxyContin manufacturer is going to stop marketing opioids. So it's a big win for people who are anti-opioid manufacturers and anti-big pharma and anti-pharmaceutical companies in general. Not a big win for you all. So let's break this down. OxyContin is no longer going to be marketed to doctors after state-level drug maker Purdue Pharma with lawsuits over the prescription painkiller's addictive nature. We have a lot of states going after Purdue Pharma, who makes OxyContin. So their decision saying, all right, we're not going to market it anymore, will take effect today. It's a privately owned company. They're going to cut its sales staff in half. There's going to be 200 employees working in sales remaining. They're going to focus on marketing the non-opioid drugs made by Purdue. Now, that is kind of interesting. where half of the sales staff gets fired and the other half is going to work on all the other drugs, then that must mean they were spending 50% of their sales staff just on OxyContin themselves. OxyContin was first approved, if you all remember, back in 1995. It's a version of oxycodone, but it has a timed release. And it was known to relieve pain for up to 12 hours. I remember back in the 90s, when OxyContin came out, this was a godsend to people with acute pain and chronic pain who were at risk of taking too many Lortabs, Vicodin, or Percocets, which Percocet has the oxycodone, Lortab and Vicodin have the hydrocodone. And when we heard that there was a timed release form of this, we thought it was brilliant. What we didn't know is idiots would try to crush it up, snort it, and then later need to go on heroin. And you have some people that would, you know, abuse it. However, what we also didn't realize is innocent people who needed the medication and liked the medication and got comfortable with the medication apparently needed more and then needed more. So it was a highly addictive form of the medication, but so was oxycodone. So was hydrocodone. They say that if you did crush it and snort it, you would get a high similar to heroin. Now, Purdue has also developed Hysingla. That's another opioid that also lasts longer, but we don't hear about Hysingla that much. We hear more about OxyContin. The company is based out of Stamford, Connecticut. It has been under fire over how it markets the painkiller. And Purdue has agreed to pay over $630 million after pleading guilty in 2007 to misrepresenting how addictive OxyContin can be. It was one of several drug makers accused of marketing opioid painkillers as a safe product. There's been a wave of lawsuits. Patients became addicted to that and then turned to heroin. Again, I would really, really like to know the numbers of those going to heroin and what medication it was that was their gateway medication. All right? And we're talking, let's go back, you know, down the path. I mean, what did these people start out with? Was it a cough syrup as a kid? Was it smoking cigarettes? Was it vaping? Was it marijuana? Was it Lortab? Was it Vicodin? Was it oxycodone? Was it OxyContin? Now, many people will say, well, no, you know what? It was the OxyContin. Yeah, well, how did you get on OxyContin? Did you start with an earlier narcotic? Were you on Tylenol with codeine for your wisdom teeth? You know, sometimes when you get your wisdom teeth taken out, you get some Tylenol with codeine. Was it that? Was it, you know, what jumped you from having, you know, some small procedure, outpatient procedure, to them becoming addicted? And if we find out that the group of individuals were those that just wanted to get high, and they found out that if you take OxyContin, you could get high, that's a heck of a lot different than somebody starting out on a cough syrup and then moving up the chain to where it's not working anymore, so now they need OxyContin, and then they go on heroin because they can't find any more relief. You guys see that difference there? And I'm not saying one person is bad or one person's guilty or whatever. Anybody with addiction is just as innocent as anyone else. It's a medical condition. But before we start to blame pharmaceutical companies or doctors or even patients for that matter for this opioid epidemic, what exactly is going on? Is it people getting high, going from, you know what, you know, I don't know, marijuana's not fun anymore, ecstasy's not fun, let's try opioids? Or is it people are becoming victims to these narcotics and they're needing stronger and stronger and stronger? We really need that information. And if it turns out that the average person overdosing and dying started out, let's say, with cough syrups with codeine, then we need to research that, investigate that, and then have a different approach to cough syrup. My panties are all up in a bunch because one of my students' children just had a tonsillectomy. And when my child had a tonsillectomy, they gave my child a little Tylenol with codeine. And he was in pain for a few days, but not that bad. That Tylenol with codeine was able to soothe him. We were able to get him fed, get him to drink, And he did better. Well, now we're not supposed to be giving kids narcotics. And I get that. I understand that. But apparently the Tylenol and ibuprofen do not seem to be cutting it. And this kid has been in severe pain for 4 days. Now, that's traumatizing. That is really traumatizing to a child. And do we have enough data saying giving a kid post-op some codeine is going to turn them into a heroin addict? Do we have enough data? I don't think we do. And so we're now denying young children proper pain control, you know, in an attempt to fight an opioid epidemic when we really may be targeting the wrong demographic. So I have a big beef with that. Now, according to this from New York Daily News, more than 42,000 people died in 2016 of overdoses from prescription drugs, fentanyl, heroin, according to a number released last year by the National Center for Health Statistics. Purdue maintains it's followed governmental health guidelines on the opioid crisis and indicated its drugs small percentages of prescribed opioids. So there's a typo here. I think what they're saying is their drugs are a small percentage of all of those prescribed opioids. So they said they've restructured and significantly reduced their commercial operation. But, you know, this is something that really frustrates people. People are really frustrated by the marketing abilities that these drugs have, such that as a doctor, I can't get a free pen anymore. Remember when all that came out? Doctors are prescribing medications because of their free pen. Really? My pen? I don't read what's on my pen. I need a pen. Hand me a pen. For crying out loud. I don't care if the pen says McDonald's. I don't care if the pen says Walmart. I don't care. Can I have a pen, please? Or you get a clipboard from these pharmaceutical companies. Sometimes they pay for dinner. Teach you about the drug. And then, before my time, they take you on nice trips. Well, that ticked people off. Ticks me off that I never really got to go on these nice trips. There used to be some real big, super cool trips. Yeah, they'll start to stop by the time I'm like, really? I would have loved to go to Hawaii and learn about the drug. But I got to tell you, I have gone to these dinners, okay? There's not a lot of them lately. We call them drug rep dinners, but they're a dinner that's sponsored by a pharmaceutical company, and they teach you about the drug. But what's very interesting is, it's not a salesperson sitting there telling you about a drug. It's one of your colleagues. It's one of your physicians. And it's one of your colleagues who uses it in practice, and they tell you why they use it in practice. And I got to tell you, I think a lot of my patients' lives were saved by me going to these things, learning about the drug, going, oh, so that's why. Because I'm wondering why the cardiologists use it. Why do you use it? Well, it's not because they buy dinner. It's because they really found that it works. Now, I was asked to speak on some pharmaceuticals, and one I had to say no to because I couldn't endorse it. I believe it was called Exubera. It's off the market now. I don't know if that was the one where it was an inhaled form of insulin. And I didn't think it was going to work because you couldn't use it in smokers and asthmatics. And the average non-diabetic or the average diabetic that's not an asthmatic might not really like having to puff on an inhaler. It just didn't seem right. The people who are used to inhalers are your asthmatics or people who smoke. They seem to be more inclined to putting things in their respiratory tree. So I'm like, I don't think I could sell this, and I don't really think I could endorse it. It seems nice, but I don't know. I just don't trust the lung lining, and, you know, so I actually said no. So a doctor will not endorse a product they don't like. I mean, you know, an ethical doctor. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go in.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So according to the Flu View report from the CDC, influenza activity has increased again. This is as of 3 hours ago, their update. All U.S. states but Hawaii and Oregon. So it looks like Oregon has been downgraded. I thought all 49 continental United States have had high flu activity, but they said all U.S. states but Hawaii and Oregon continue to report widespread flu activity, and the number of states experiencing high influenza-like illness activity increased again. All right, in 42 states plus New York City, the District of Columbia, even Puerto Rico. So, seeing a 7.7% increase this week, and we are still in peak flu season. I know we're in February. In some places, it's getting warm. It's still peak flu season. They say this is the highest level of influenza-like illness since the 2009 H1N1 pandemic, which peaked at 7.7% influenza-like illness activity. The overall hospitalization rate has been higher than the overall hospitalization rate reported for the same week in 2014-2015. Again, that season was a high severity H3N2 season. CDC has also reported an additional 10 flu-related pediatric deaths during week 5, bringing the total number of flu-related pediatric deaths to 63. They say flu activity is likely to remain elevated for several more weeks. Again, they recommend influenza vaccination for all people 6 months of age and older. The influenza vaccine will have influenza B, H1N1, as well as the H3N2. They say we are starting to see more influenza B and H1N1 viruses being detected, so don't think it's just the H3N2, but luckily our trivalent and our quadrivalent vaccine will cover that. Then, we also want to make sure we have plenty of antiviral medications. We're hearing of Tamiflu shortages sporadically throughout the country. I don't know if it's more of a stocking issue, so some pharmacies aren't overstocked, or if it's an actual shortage. We'll keep you guys posted as we get more on that. Now, we hear of this case where a Texas mom died after skipping on her medications because it was $116. Heather Holland, a second-grade teacher at Eichardt Elementary School in Weatherford, Texas, died following complications of the flu. She has left behind her husband, Frank, and 2 children, a daughter, 10, and a son, 7 years old. Very tragic. She reported starting to feel sick a week ago, was going to pick up flu medication. Her husband said she decided to not purchase the medication because she thought the $116 price tag was too high. This has been reported by Fox News and the Weatherford Democrat. She said she wouldn't go get medicine because she's a mama. Mamas are tough. She just kept going. She had a job. She had kids. That's according to Holland's pastor, Clark Bosher. He told Fox 2. He says, I think any mom does that. I don't think she is being irresponsible. I don't think she thought she was that sick. It happened so quick. I agree with that. Okay? But I do have something to say on that. The husband picked up the drugs himself on Thursday after finding out that she skipped on them, but it was too late, and she ended up in the intensive care unit at the hospital on Friday. Friday night, things escalated. She ended up in the ICU. The doctors got the blood cultures back, and they had to put her on dialysis early Saturday. So she went to renal failure. She died Sunday morning. So he now has to be strong for the kids, but wow. I mean, this was the flu that just took his wife in less than a week. He described her as a passionate teacher, loved helping people, helping the kids. Kids loved her. And this is, it's a very, very scary flu season. But what's scarier is she possibly being alive today if she bought her medications. Now, there's a bunch of issues that could come up with it, a bunch of different ways we could discuss this. Well, one is, why is a prescription costing $116? I hear you. That's ridiculous. I mean, $116 for flu medication, that's a lot of money. And if that was per her insurance, what the heck are we paying for with insurance? The insurance, policies have gotten ridiculous with high deductibles, high copays. So $116 for an anti-flu medication. Okay, it's ridiculous. Now, that being said, we need to be smarter, people, with the way we approach our health. We can't let society dictate if we live or die. And we are. If it's too expensive to go to the doctor, if it's too expensive to go to the ER, we're not going. But do you think our bodies give a damn about what our credit card balance is or how much money we have in our wallet? Do you think our bodies really give a heart and doot? They don't. And the other thing I'm frustrated with, not that I'm accusing this Texas mom, may she rest in peace, and this was very, very tragic, but one thing that I noticed with my patients that really upset me is they would go and get their hair done, they would get the latest iPhone, they would upgrade their data on their phones, they would get a new iPad, yet they wouldn't pay for the $30 prescription I prescribed. We have this attitude of not paying for medicine. I don't have to pay for medicine. I don't have to pay that much. It's too much. I have right now an Apple iWatch. And I got the cheaper version. My husband got the cheaper version, which is totally fine. Because I really think it's overpriced. It's overpriced. But he wants to get me something for Hanukkah, Christmas, that, and anniversary. So it's a combined anniversary, Hanukkah, Christmas gift. And I'm very
I feel very blessed to have been able to have my husband buy me this. But I think, and I don't know what it retails, but I think it's a few hundred dollars. How many people have one of these, but will go to a pharmacy and not want to spend the $20 or $30? I'm just as guilty. I have not bought new EpiPens for my household because of the cost. Yet, I have no problem having an Apple iWatch. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with society? And the reason why we do that, the reason why we're making that decision, is we're like, okay, yeah, that's not worth it. The amount of money these EpiPens are costing is not worth it, so I'm not going to spend my money. But my iPhone is worth it. My iWatch is worth it, so I spend the money. That's bullcrap. That's baloney. I see people going out to dinner, dropping a few hundred dollars easily. That they'll do, but they won't buy a prescription. What I implore with you guys is get out of your head that if your insurance doesn't cover something, you don't need it. You do. If a doctor writes you a prescription, true, it's America, you have a choice, but we didn't give you a prescription and say, eh, if you feel like it, fill it. Sometimes we do. If I'm writing you a prescription for something, and on something that's short supply, that means I want you to take it. Now, again, I understand she's a mom. I would have done the exact same thing. You know, if things were tight, why would I spend $116 on myself when I, you know, I could spend it on the kids? I get that. This woman was an unselfish angel. But unfortunately, if she did have the money, this was stupid. And now her kids are without a mom. And she is just as guilty as me, as anybody else, in thinking, you know what, $116 is just too much. I'm not going to spend it. I don't want to get cheated. Because we're feeling cheated on our health care, we don't want to spend the money. We don't want to be duped. We don't want to be taken. The problem is all this time, our bodies don't care. Our bodies don't care about this fight that's going outside, which means you guys have to realize that if iPhones are going up, and your DirecTV costs are going up, and your Netflix subscription is going up, and if things are costing more money, your medicines are going to cost more money, and you are going to have to budget money going towards your medical issues. Because the day you go cheap is the day you could die. That's what happened to my father. He didn't want to get anything. He didn't have health insurance. He didn't want to get anything done. Even though I was going to pay for it and set it up, maybe that was an excuse for him, still. So he died, not because he was poor, but because he made the decision to not spend the money on his health. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish?
greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm sure a lot of you guys heard this. The NHS in England, right? And remember, we're watching what happens across the pond with their healthcare system, as our healthcare system is going to very closely mimic it, and we're really nervous about that because I don't think their healthcare system should be the barometer of socialized medicine. So we're being told that NHS is urging parents to use pharmacies for children's illnesses. The Stay Well Pharmacy campaign wants to relieve pressure on the GPs and the emergency rooms for minor complaints. So it's a new health campaign. Some of you may think it's brilliant, some of you may think it's stupid. This health campaign, apparently, is an effort to take, quote-unquote, minor illnesses away from the A&E, or the accident and emergency room. Or, instead of loading up the GP, the general practitioner. Apparently, NHS England said there were 18 million GP appointments and 2.1 million visits to A&E for, quote, self-treatable conditions every year. That's a cost of close to $1 billion to the healthcare service. They say millions of parents could get more convenient and timely expert advice by taking their concerns to the local pharmacist. Now, I love pharmacists. I'm a huge fan of pharmacists. They save doctors' butts all the time in terms of medication errors and allergies, and they are on top of things. They know their medicine. They know their pharmacology. But are they physicians or medical providers? Yeah, you could say they're a medical provider, but did they go to medical school? Did they go through all the years of training that a lot of nurse practitioners and PAs did for medical disease? No, they went to years of training for pharmacology. But they didn't get the same training, which is okay. I didn't get the same training in pharmacology. I got a lot of pharmacology, but there is no way I would ever say I could do what a pharmacist does. No way. They had much more extensive training. It's okay to say that. So, parents are being urged to go to the pharmacist if it's quote-unquote mild or minor. That's the key here. How do we know? NHS England says research showed that only 6% of parents with children under the age of 5 would consider seeking help about a minor health concern from a high street pharmacist in the first case. 35% would opt for an appointment with their GP. 5% would go to the emergency room. But this despite 79% of adults saying that they were aware that pharmacists were qualified healthcare professionals who could give advice on most common illnesses, which they can. And so I'll tell you what I think in a second. NHS England says about 95% of people live within walking distance from a community pharmacy, meaning they are an accessible and valuable first port of call for minor health concerns such as coughs, colds, and teething troubles. The NHS has worked with pharmacies to increase the range of patient services they provide, including asthma audits and flu vaccines. Okay? We'll talk about this. Figures released from a pilot study last week showed that more than 1,200 patients who called the NHS 111, that's their 111, over the winter had been seen by pharmacists instead of GPs or being sent to A&E. So they did a six-month trial, and they found that, yeah, it cut back on visits. Okay, well, wonderful. That's beautiful. Very exciting. Until we have one case where there was a meningitis survivor. And the meningitis survivor says, whoa, 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 whoa. Maybe we need to not think pharmacy first. Now, let me see. Where is a 42-year-old was initially misdiagnosed by a doctor with scarlet fever, was found unconscious in her hotel room just hours later. She said the speed at which it was hit was very significant. I went from feeling I had a bit of a flu, not even considered that I'd be near to death, to maybe 6 hours later, I was incredibly unwell. She was rushed to an intensive care unit and thankfully made a full recovery. And I believe, and I apologize that we're having an issue with this article, but I believe she had originally gone to a pharmacist first. Now, the pharmacists, bless their hearts. They are very highly trained professionals. They give medical advice all the time. All the time. And I am a huge fan. But, and I know in America they were talking about, well, maybe we'll start having pharmacists manage diabetes, manage a variety of other illnesses to take pressure off the medical providers. We have a primary care doctor and medical provider shortage. Medical provider including physician assistant and nurse practitioner. And we do. Okay? But this is what I learned in medical school and what I learned in private practice is once you start to assume a case is minor or mild, you're in trouble. When I had that lady walk in with a bladder infection and she turned out to actually have had a heart attack the night before, but she was nauseous and she thought it was a bladder infection, that to me means, okay, yeah, maybe a simple bladder infection could be taken care of at a pharmacy, but she was not a simple bladder infection. And if it wasn't for the way I treated her, I would not have picked up that she had a heart attack the night before. Blew my mind. A kid coming in with sore throat. Okay, great. Kid has sore throat, they could go to the pharmacy. Pharmacist could give her antibiotics. Well, that's fine and dandy, but you've heard of children dying of their strep throat. Like that one kid with the flu that ended up getting strep throat or having strep throat and then ended up dying the next day. No illness should be considered just mild. Now, somebody gets a splinter stuck. Okay, I get that.
Somebody needs a flu shot. That's fine. Somebody needs a, let me see here. I'm trying to think. There's not really a lot of them that I would say could be minor. You know, somebody sprains an ankle. Well, is there a fracture? You know, pharmacist's office don't necessarily have x-rays. So when somebody would come in with a bad ankle sprain, we test them, see how they do. Yeah, you could give them crutches. You could give them an ACE wrap. Tell them to do rice, rest, ice, compression, elevation. Tell them to do all that. That's absolutely fine. But, you know, there could always be that little bit of an occult fracture. When you're talking about a kid, you don't want to mess with that, especially around the growth plate. You want follow-up. So you may be able to see somebody, but where's the follow-up? Are pharmacists going to want to do follow-up? Most, quote-unquote, minor illnesses need a follow-up. And with this, you know, they're trying to keep kids out of the emergency room with flu or without flu. They don't want kids getting sick. But as we could see, flu could turn very serious. What if you have a man with chronic runny nose, you know, and just needs a refill on his allergy medication? Okay, that seems innocent. Remember, I had one where it wasn't innocent. He had a back-of-the-throat tumor. So allowing people to go to a pharmacy to get medical care, it's already happening, but recommending it and making you feel like that's the thing you need to do, I think is wrong. And I think it's very scary, and I think we're going to miss stuff. Well, what about routine physicals? They could do sports physicals at pharmacies. Yes, you could do sports physicals at pharmacies, and the average pharmacist knows how to listen for a murmur. But we're already doing some of these sports physicals half-assed, as we're seeing kids dying on the field if they have hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. All right, every now and then, probably, I don't know how many kids per season drop dead on the field. It's not a lot, but because they had a heart condition. And you go, well, didn't they have a sports physical? Yeah, they had a sports physical, but it was probably done halfway. I'm not saying a pharmacist would be halfway. A doctor could be halfway. Anybody could be halfway. But we're thinking, well, it's minor. No physical is minor. No well check is minor. So, deputizing non-doctors or non-medical providers to give health care is going to be the thing of the future. And then it's going to be up to you to decide if you have something deeper that needs to be addressed. You know, I just had a friend that ended up going to the hospital. It sounded like gallbladder. It just, something's not right with her GI system. And the practitioner gave an antibiotic and sent her on the way. No referral, nothing like that. Well, that was fine for what they did. But the reason why you go to a GP or a family doctor or an internist or whatever is for that follow-up. For going, something isn't right. I want to keep an eye on this. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick.
You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.